This is 89.1 WEMU. It is a Thursday and time to bring you another edition of Cinema Chat. As always, I am joined by my partner, Nick Aldrink. Nick is a cinema programming director at Marquee Arts, running the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. And today, Nick joins us by phone. How are you feeling this morning, Nick?
I'm feeling great. How are you, David?
I am excellent and glad to talk with you, no matter how we have to get it done today. But I'll look forward to your next visit in studio. Meantime, let's talk about some options for the upcoming weekend. You know, typically we talk in the summer about being able to go into the theater and cool off and enjoy a movie. Well, we're going to need to warm up, and maybe the theater is a good place for that this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of great films opening this week, but in multiplexes, you know, there's a film called H's for Hawk, and this is the type of film that we normally would be opening at the Michigan or State Theater, but we just have so many other great films playing. We didn't have room for it, but yeah, this is opening tomorrow in multiplexes, the H's for Hawk. After losing her beloved father, Helen finds herself saved by an unlikely friendship with a stubborn hawk named Mabel, and this is based on the novel by Helen MacDonald. This is the book that people have probably seen many times on a bookstore shelf. This has a very memorable cover, and I do hope people see
the overwhelming consensus is that this is a great book to movie translation.
Yeah. There's still a chance that we may slide it in later when we have room for it, but this seems to be a very great adaptation and. I hope people see it in movies this weekend.
What a great problem to have, that you have so many good films you can't fit another one in.
That's right, yeah.
And among the great films that will be opening at the Michigan Theater Friday evening, that's The Voice of Hind Rajab. Am I saying that right?
That's right, yeah. It's opening tomorrow at the Michigan. We just have a few screenings, but it's selling really well. So I think audiences that really want to see it can probably expect us more screenings next weekend. But it is about volunteers at the Palestine Red Crescent Society who stay on the phone with a 6-year-old girl who gets trapped in a car in war-torn Gaza. And this film is based on real events, and it features the actual audio call of the conflict. Oh. And this is a harrowing film. It's a tough film, but important nevertheless. And we have we are screening it thanks with sponsors, Imagine Fitness and the Palestine Aid Society.
So steeped in the reality of today, I wonder if people have the stomach to take in more.
Like I said, it is a harrowing film. This will be a rough watch, but important to hear this story. It's going to be a powerful film.
And then there is The Testament of Anne Lee.
Yeah, this is opening tomorrow at the State Theater. This is a historical musical that follows Anne Lee, the founding leader of the Shaker movement, proclaimed as the female Christ by her followers. The film depicts her establishment of a utopian society and the Shakers' worship through song and dance. And this is from writer-director Mona Festfold, who wrote The Brutalist last year, and also starring Amanda Seyfried, Lewis Pullman, and Thomasin McKenzie.
It'll be interesting to see how they incorporate that into a musical, given the historical nature of the story.
It's a very unique film, that is for sure.
Well, you know, it has a particular interest to a niche audience, and I suspect because of the story, it may have a more widespread audience than some believe.
Of course, yeah.
Well, the U of M Center for Japanese Studies 2026 season is getting under the way, and what are we doing with that?
Yeah, so this year with the U of M CJS department, we are focusing on Japanese comedies. We have been running this series for many, many years, and it's going to be a more lighthearted season. And we're kicking off the season with Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes. This is a film that was released in 2020. It'll be tonight at 7 o'clock, free and open to the public. It is about a cafe owner who discovers that the TV in his cafe suddenly shows images from the future, but only 2 minutes into the future.
Right, not a lot of time to work with, but it is one of those kinds of films, and it is a concept that you love to go sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about the movie after. And what would you do?
Yeah, that's right. It's a very unique, original film that, you know, just didn't quite make it over from Japan in the way that I'm sure the filmmakers wanted. But yeah, we had a great chance to see this at the state again, free and open to the public.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, talking with Nick Alderink, who joins us by phone today. And the Late Night Classic series is going to continue, and one of the ones you are featuring, I think, would do well if it was just played on loop at all of the various cannabis dispensaries throughout the area.
We are closing out the month. We've been focusing on buddy comedies and late night classics. And we have Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure tonight, 8 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. This is about two rock and rolling teens on the verge of failing their class, and they set out on a quest to make the ultimate school history report after being presented with a time machine. And this stars Keanu Reeves in a role that really introduced him to the public. With Alex Winter and George Carlin as well. This one.
Yeah, I love George Carlin. Everything George Carlin does, I'm all in on. The Bad Boys series will hit the big screen soon as well.
Yeah, this one's coming back. Bad Boys 2, the film from 2003, will play tomorrow at 9:30. It's about Miami narcotics cops to investigate the flow of ecstasy into Florida from a Cuban drug cartel, and this is from director Michael Bay and starring Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and Gabrielle Union.
You know, yeah, it's a movie from 2003, and I think sometimes people forget just how big that movie was.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Will Smith was everywhere at this time, and this is a really fun, great action popcorn flick.
The Korean Cinema Now series is going to continue with a movie that I'm not familiar with called Big Deal.
Yeah, this is a film that came out just last year. We are playing it Saturday, January 24th at 1 o'clock at the State. This is an annual series we present with the Nam Center for Korean Studies. This one will also be free and open to the public, but the film revolves around South Korea's number one soju company, which is on the verge of bankruptcy, and it struggles against the global investment firm that is trying to take it over.
Once again, touching on the reality of the world, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, we're going to look at one of, I think, your best series, and that is the Art House Revival series. And Chimes at Midnight is coming up next, and selected by membership, right?
Yeah. And so every month we have a theme. This month's theme is Shakespeare Stage to Screen, and the members get to select the film that closes the series, and this is Chimes at Midnight, the 1965 film. It'll be Tuesday, January 27th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. This is from writer-director Orson Welles, who also stars in the film. It's about when King Henry IV ascends to the throne. His heir, the Prince of Wales, is befriended by Sir John Falstaff, played by Orson Welles, an old, overweight, fun-loving, habitual liar. And through Falstaff's eyes, we see the reign of King IV and the rise of of Henry V.
You know, Orson Welles is one of those actors who is consistently mentioned as one of the top actors of all time, and a great director as well.
Yeah, and when you talk about Shakespeare, you have to talk about Orson Welles. He had a lot of great adaptations.
Well, we've mentioned a lot of great movies to this point, and there are a ton of options out there. I'm just going to speak from a personal standpoint. One that I have not seen, that is an older movie, is coming to the screen, and it piques my interest most this week, and it's called Watermelon Woman.
Yeah, this is a film from 1996. It'll be Tuesday, January 27th at 7 o'clock. At the Michigan. Is about a young black lesbian filmmaker who probes into the life of the Watermelon Woman, a 1930s black actress who played, quote, mammy archetypes. And this is from writer-director Cheryl Dunn. And the film screening is presented by the U of M Institute for the Humanities and will be followed by a community conversation with Professor Sarah Ellen Strongman of the Afro-American and African Studies, Lydia Kello Bennett, also of the Afro-American and African Studies, and graduate student Sydney Tunstall of the English and Women's and Gender Studies.
Not only do I think the film will be a great exploration of issues that resonate still today, but I think that the conversation is going to be of great benefit.
Of course, yeah. And then we'll have First Wives Club on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. That'll also be filmed, followed by a screening. Will also be followed by a discussion with U of M law professor Deborah Chopp, Divorce Rich podcast Jackie Rosler, and divorce certified realtor Jody Douglas.
There's a feel good conversation.
Yeah.
And a lot of movies continuing as we progress through the week, doing well enough to stick around for a while.
Yeah, at the Michigan, you still catch The Coral. At the State, you can catch No Other Choice. The Secret Agent is this thing on Margie Supreme and Hampton.
Nick, thank you so much for the time. I'll look forward to your next in-person visit.
I'll talk to you next week, David. Thank you so much.
That is Nick Alderink, Cinema Programming Manager at Marquee Arts and our co-host for Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday right here on your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.